Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm pleased to be able to celebrate Holy Mass today from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Today the Church has a memorial to the Blessed Virgin Mary entitled Our Lady of Sorrows. It is also the feast of St. Catherine of Genoa, a lesser known saint. Her patronage includes brides, childless children, difficult marriages, people ridiculed for their piety, temptations, victims of adultery, victims of unfaithfulness, and also of widows. And so we begin our prayer together as we begin all prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
And with your spirit.
And as we come together now for the celebration of Eucharist, we take this time that is given to us asking God's forgiveness for the times when we have offended Him, when we have offended one another. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary of a Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who willed that when your Son was lifted high on the cross, his mother should stand close by and share his suffering, grant that your Church, participating with the Virgin Mary in the Passion of Christ, may merit a share in his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. In the days when Christ was in the flesh, he offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverence. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And when he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks.
Save me, O Lord, in your kindness. Save me, O Lord, in your kindness. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, rescue me. Make haste to deliver me. Save me, O Lord, in your kindness. Be my rock of refuge, a stronghold to give me safety. You are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, you will lead and guide me. Save me, O Lord, in your kindness. You will free me from the snare that they set for me, for you are my refuge. Into your hands I commend my spirit. You will redeem me, O Lord, O faithful God. Save me, O Lord, in your kindness. But my trust is in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. In your hands is my destiny. Rescue me from the clutches of my enemies and my persecutors. Save me, O Lord, in your kindness. How great is your goodness, O Lord, with which you have in store for those who fear you, and which, toward those who take refuge in you, you show in the sight of the children of men. Save me, O Lord, in your kindness. The Stabat Mater sequence is, at the cross her station keeping, stood the mournful mother weeping close to Jesus to the last. Through her heart, his sorrow sharing, all his bitter anguish bearing, Now at length the sword had passed. Oh, how sad and sore distressed was that mother, highly blessed of the one begotten one. Christ above all in torment hangs. She beneath holds the pangs of her dying, glorious son. Is there one who would not weep, whelmed in misery so deep, Christ's dear mother to behold? Can the human heart refrain from taking in her pain, in that mother's pain untold? Bruised, defiled, cursed, defiled, derided, she beheld her tender child, all with bloody scourges rent. For the sins of his own nation saw him hang in desolation till his spirit forth he sent. O sweet mother, font of love, touch my spirit from above. Make my heart with yours accord. Make me feel as you have felt. Make my soul to glow and melt with the love of Christ my Lord. Holy Mother, pierce me through. In my heart each wound renew of my Savior crucified. Let me share with you his pain, who for all our sins was slain, who for me in torment died. Let me mingle tears with you, mourning him who mourned for me all the days that I may live. By the cross with you to stay, there with you to weep and pray, is all I ask of you to give. Virgin of all virgins blessed, listen to my fond request. Let me share your grief divine. Let me be to my latest breath in my body, bear the death of that dying son of yours. Wounded with his very wound, steep my soul till it has swooned in his very blood away. Be to me, O Virgin, nigh, lest in flames I burn and die in his awful judgment day. Christ, when you shall call me hence, be your mother my defense. Be your cross my victory. While my body here decays, my soul your goodness praise. Safe in heaven eternally. Amen. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Blessed are you, O Virgin Mary. Without dying, you won the martyr's crown beneath the cross of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. My friends, the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. As church, we commemorate this memorial of Our Lady of Sorrows. And I have to believe that in each of our lives, we at one point have felt sorrow. Maybe we call it grief. Maybe we call it fear. Maybe at times we call it anguish, and it can be over a number of different things. In doing a little research about this feast that we're celebrating, it goes back to the 14th century, and even at that time, it was known that Mary had seven sorrows. The presentation of Jesus in the temple, the flight into Egypt, Jesus being lost in Jerusalem, the meeting of Mary and Jesus on the way to Calvary, the crucifixion, the taking down of Jesus' body from the cross, and finally, Jesus' burial. All of those were her points of sorrow in her life. And I would imagine that we can take the sorrows that we have and begin to number them as well. But if we take this feast, it should be an example. Mary took those sorrows and was able, not necessarily to get through them, but she was able to take solace in the fact that her life was so very different from other people. She was the mother of Jesus. She was the mother of our Savior. And she carried these sorrows until the day that she died. In just a moment of quiet prayer, think of the sorrows that you do have. And someday those sorrows are going to be lifted when we too are able to be with her son Jesus in a very special way. After having lived a faithful discipleship here on earth, we hope to see our God face to face. And at that time, the sorrows that we have experienced in this life will certainly be removed. We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of our needs, our prayers, the petitions we bring with us today. For our Holy Father and all in the Church, that we will all stay close to the sorrowful mother and take strength in the crosses of our lives, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace in the world and for the end to all terrorism and persecution, and especially for all refugees who flee from their homeland in search of safety, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those suffering from the effects of illness, natural disasters, or other tragedy, that they will be granted peace and strength to be able to rebuild and regain stability in their lives, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the unborn babies who have lost their lives to abortion, and for those who are right now in danger of abortion, that Our Lady of Sorrows will wrap her loving arms around them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in vocations to priesthood, religious life, to the diaconate, we pray for the discernment process of men and women who want to live a vocation in the Church in a very special way. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died, and especially for the repose of the soul of Sue Anthony, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours. Those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid, please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that you know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Receive, O most merciful God, to the praise of your name, the prayers and sacrificial offerings which we bring to you, as we venerate the Blessed Virgin Mary, whom you graciously gave to us as a most devoted mother when she stood by the cross of Jesus, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
lift up your hearts.
Lift them up, Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It
is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, and to praise, bless, and glorify your name on this feast of the Blessed Ever-Virgin Mary. For by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, she conceived your only begotten Son, and without losing the glory of virginity, brought forth into the world the eternal light, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him the angels praise your majesty, dominions adore and powers tremble before you. Heaven and the virtues of heaven and the blessed seraphim worship together with exultation. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, St. Catherine of Genoa, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant your peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And let us offer each other a sign of peace. Together we pray, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you who are watching or listening to this Holy Mass, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. The body of Christ. Having received the sacrament of eternal redemption, we humbly ask, O Lord, that honoring how the Blessed Virgin Mary suffered with her Son, we may complete in ourselves for the Church's sake what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you that he may defend you, within you that he may sustain you, before you that he may lead you, behind you that he may protect you, above you that he may bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and our celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here today on Relevant Radio. I hope that you will join us again tomorrow at noon Central Time. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky this evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. A prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. Lives changed in your neighborhood and across the country. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
One spiritual habit, which I'm proud to say I participate in almost every day, is really listening to Relevant Radio. I have it on in the background as I work, and while I can't focus on the programming 100% as much as I like, it's nice to listen to such inspiring programs and talks and the Mass and the Divine Mercy Chaplet with Drew later on. Just listening to the inspiring program on Relevant Radio, it helps me throughout my day give me a sense of peace, a little bit more calm, and I'm more apt to do, at night I try to do some religious reading of some book, whether it's about the church, about the saints, something. Right now I'm reading The Imitation of Christ, which is really great. Try to participate or say the rosary on a daily basis. And listening to Relevant Radio as I work, it helps me to be less sinful, I believe, because I can't, it's harder to sin, I think, when you're listening to this such great programming, and that really takes over you. It kind of you just suck in whatever you're listening to, and it applies throughout your daily life. And for me, I think I'm very thankful for the programming that Relevant Radio offers. And
if I might ask, how long have you been listening to Relevant Radio on a more regular basis?
More so about a month or so ago, and just last week my wife and I, we decided to contribute on the recurring monthly gift program. It's not a lot, but for what I heard, for what Relevant Radio did to me and the other callers, how much it inspired them, we talked about it and prayed about it and said, you know what, we got to help out.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
Dave Durand.
None of anything we go through makes any sense without God. A human being is made to live with God in eternity, and that is why we will always be dissatisfied, even when we have gratification.
St. Augustine said, our hearts are restless until they rest in thee, O Lord.
Let's just analyze this. I took like 4 minutes to say what St. Augustine says in like 15 seconds.
Morning Air with John Morales, 6 Central on Relevant Radio.